the legends.
With 888 Sport. App, tap, bet. On thousands of markets. Take them on now. Gamble responsibly.
Football is all a matter of opinion. Share yours. 0151 472 0967. It's the Legends on Radio City and Radio City Talk.
Good evening. Welcome along to the Radio City Legends for a Thursday night. It's 6:30. John Aldridge is here. Graham Sharp's at the cinema, of all places.
He's timed it very, very well, Steve.
Hasn't he just?
Say, he really has. I've got slippers on here. Pipe and everything, leaving it towards
him. Because his replacement tonight is a man who's expecting maybe a few calls on Romelu Lukaku. It is Leon Osman. Evening to you, Ozzy.
Good evening.
He keeps stitching you up, doesn't he? Every time something happens at Everton.
I'm going to wring his neck.
No, Sharpie, never mind. I'm sure someone might mention Romelu Lukaku tonight. Plenty of other topics to get in touch about. 0151 4720967 4720967. It's the Radio City Legends with 888 Sport. Loads more info about 888 Sport, radiocity.co.uk. Please gamble responsibly. Right, Romelu has to be the first piece of conversation. You shared a dressing room with him. Should players be allowed to talk in this manner, Ozzy, about where clubs are going, the prospects of clubs, depth of squad, ambition? That's what he's done, hasn't he? That's what started it off, his interview yesterday.
Yeah, well, he's not doing his manager any favours, that's for sure, and he's not really doing the club any favours either. But you know, you're talking about a man who's certainly not modest, for starters, when you read his interview. He's got a high opinion of himself. But, you know, he wants the club to move forward. I think ultimately, I think he's just expecting a bit too much too soon. I think if you read between the lines, what he's saying is... what he's saying is, you know, he wants the club to be making signings and moving forward. And he mentions Vincent Kompany and says that, you know, Man City snowballed it. They bought Robinho and, you know, and they kept on making signings and they got better and better. Now, Everton have done that. We've just made another couple of signings in the January transfer window. We made some in the summer. So Everton are doing that. I just think he's unrealistic in the speed in which a club can make all these changes. I think he's made it difficult for the club by coming out and speaking.
Do you, John?
I think he's been tapped off. Yeah, I think his agents has obviously been approached by other managers. We know movement's going to happen in the summer. Conte's going to move from Chelsea. Ibrahimovic, possibly, if he sees his 12 months out, doesn't want him to go from Man United. There might be other prospects. When you've scored, you know, 20-odd goals like he is, and the team that's lying, is it 7th Everton or 6th or 7th?
7th, yeah.
Whatever it is, he's done extremely well, and we all know what a great finisher he is. And I think the agents had his ear chewed off, you know, whilst he was bantering over this 99% done it contract.
Which he said a few weeks ago, didn't he?
He said it a couple of months ago, Steve, you know, more or less.
Months, yeah.
You know, so it's been going on and on and on. Nothing's been done. In the meantime, he's been doing really well. He's been scoring goals aplenty, you know. So he's done his case a hell of a lot of good if he wants to move. And it looks like, and it always, from my point of view, is it's just a matter of when he moves, not does he move. You know, unfortunately for Evertonians and Everton. And what Ozzy said is spot on.
I've seen quite a positive reaction from Evertonians to what he said, Ozzy. Is that because they sort of share his desire, if you like, to be much further along the food chain than they are at the moment? I've not seen Evertonians since his interview sort of having a go at him. I've almost seen them saying, that's it, you know, he's saying what we feel. We want better players at this football club.
Yeah, I can understand that. As I've said, if you read, he says about this, you know, you make signings and then you make better signings and that's how you get better players. And you're not suddenly just going to, when the new ownership comes in, you're not just going to suddenly be able to compete, throw 90 million at a player and he can pick you or Chelsea. At the moment, unfortunately, he's going to pick Chelsea because they're the ones winning titles. So to get to that level, you have to improve the standard of players you're bringing in each transfer window till you get to that point.
Yeah. And you can't do it overnight, can you?
You can't do it overnight. Now, we've only had the influx of money in the summer. You know, so to expect them top players to have come in already is a little bit unrealistic, but it will happen if they keep improving the standard of players brought in, and so far we have done that.
It comes down to loyalty as well. You know, again, what we're saying, the new owners only had one window, basically, one and a half, you know, because he wasn't sure, the manager in June. And Everton have gone and bought, you know, good players for what, at this moment in time, they can get, with all due respect. You know, Schneiderlin was a really good buy for what's out there in the position where Everton are at this moment in time. You know, if you get Schneiderlin, then it builds, and, you know, and Romelu Lukaku shows a bit of loyalty and he stays, and you get further and further, then the owner can go and get the grade. Say Schneiderlin's a great C player, just out of, you know, there you go. You can get the B then, and then you get the A when you get further up the table and you're in the Champions League. But you've got to start somewhere, as he says. And he's just shown no loyalty whatsoever to Everton. But it's expected, unfortunately. That's the way it is today. Unless you're like a Steve Gerrard Aussie for Everton, someone from this part of town and loves the club, then they stay. They'd stay. But that was always the only case for me. He was always going to go, Steve. You know, we've had it at Liverpool with Suarez and FT and players before.
Well, yeah, you've shared the dressing room with a lot of sort of Premier League players that you must have thought they don't actually care about the football club, not in the same way perhaps you do as more of the local guy. I'm not asking you specifically about Romelu, but you must have seen them in dressing rooms, mustn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. You can tell that some people, you know, if you've lost a game, it'll affect certain people for 2 or 3 days. Where, you know, some modern players coming in, you know, can once they're on the bus, you know, the result is irrelevant, and they're concentrating on what they're doing on the night out and what they're doing the next day, and that's one of the negative things about all the influx of new players coming into the league. But, you know, with Romelu, I think from Everton's point of view, if they're going to keep progressing, keep signing these new players, we need to keep hold of him. I know it's going to be difficult. It does seem, as Aldo says, that he's maybe got his head turned by someone else. But
is there a realistic chance
of
keeping him?
Well, I think
so. Has he not made his sort of position clear?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to try and be positive and hope that, you know, he's just coming out and saying, follow me, show me that you're as desperate to win things as I am, and I'll stay with you. You know, they've brought in Koeman, they've brought in players, but if we start selling players, then what's that going to say to the next type of style of player we're trying to bring in? That we'll sell our best players if things happen and things turn. We need to be a team that are now, you know, the only players we sell are the ones that don't get in the team. That's where we're at now. If we're going to keep progressing, we're going to keep signing better players, we need to only sell players that aren't getting in our first team. And this is probably going to be a big showdown with what happens with Rom.
See, whatever comes in, the chairman, you know, but Everton, he signed a new contract not long ago. That's just an insurance policy to make sure that Everton, you know, don't get shortchanged. You know, you want proper money for the player, which they will get out of it. I'm pretty sure about that. I don't know what it's 50, 60 million. I don't know. I haven't got a clue. But straight away, the owner got to say, well, there you go.
I think they're talking 80, 90, aren't they? Everton. I think they want a buyout clause of up to 80 or 90
million.
Well,
if he would have signed a new contract, yes, but he hasn't. So I don't know where that becomes in the light of day. But certainly, whatever comes in, you know, it's got to go out straight away from the new owners to show that they mean business. You know what I mean? Plus, whatever they're going to spend in the summer as well. So the manager will have a big kitty in the summer if he's serious. You know,
it becomes another John Stones or Luis Suarez situation, doesn't it?
Yeah. But that's the thing. You look at if Everton were to lose Lukaku, I would put it as similar to Gareth Bale. You know, that Spurs had this top player. They sold him for 100 million. They reinvested it all in all, loads of players. Some didn't work, but quite a few of them did. And suddenly, with an influx of money as well, Spurs went from being a probably mid to, you know, 6th to 7th, 8th type
good
place
point
to,
that, you know,
to suddenly they're in the top. They're actually in the top 4 and 6, and
because at the time Tottenham were where Everton are at this present moment in time.
Yeah.
So it could be, you know, indirectly it might turn out advantageous to Everton, but we'll have to wait and see.
It depends on who they bring in, how they reinvest the money, and as long as they bring in better players, maybe not better, you know, you might not find another Lukaku like you didn't find another Bale, but as long as the standard of players you're bringing in is better than what you've got, then it might not be bad to someone.
Pressure on Steve Walsh and Ronald Koeman now. We'll hear from Ronald a little bit later on in the show and what he had to say about Romelu Lukaku, but let's go to the phone lines on the Radio City Legends with 888 Sport. And first up tonight is Kieran, Everton fan. Kieran, welcome along.
Hi, gents. How are we?
Hi, Kieran.
Yeah, good, thanks.
Just continuing the point, I think Lukaku is going to dominate what Evertonians are thinking about at the moment. For me, speaking to my own thinking and speaking to friends that are Evertonians, it just seems peculiar for me, the timing that he's come out and expressed, well, not his desire to leave, or that said that he's not going to sign the contract. We've potentially got two games in Liverpool and Man United where, if we beat them, then who knows what we could do. We could certainly leapfrog Man United if we can do the business against Hull, which we should do. I just find it a bit strange that it's come out now, and that he said he doesn't want to wait, but he's not prepared to sign the contract. Why he feels the need to do it now? Why not? And I'm not sure why his agent had come out and said he's 99.99%. Gonna sign it. Does that not? I'm sure that signals to pretty much every Evertonian that he's pretty keen to sign another deal and that he wants to stay. And then the players come out and said, "Well, I think personally, fair play to him. He's ambitious and he wants to win things, and no one can deny him that. He's spent four years with us, and he's done the business for us. So no one can deny that he's ambitious and he wants to win trophies in his career." Which is what every Evertonian wants, but I just think the timing of it to come out now and say it when he has seems a little bit peculiar to me.
Yeah, I've got to agree that the timing seems strange, but you know, as you said, the timing of coming out, the agent come out a few weeks back and suddenly seem out of the blue to say, oh, he's going to be signing a new contract, and everyone was, oh, brilliant, Rom's going to be staying. But you know, I don't know about everyone else, but me personally, I was thinking I'll actually be pleased when it's 100%, not 99.9%, because I don't know how much I'm trusting certainly agents these days. So we'll wait and see. And I don't know if it was some sort of ploy maybe to buy time, because, you know, everyone went off his back for a month or whatever it's been, and he just played his football and everyone's been happy, and now maybe something else has changed. I don't know what that's made him come out and alert a few people to his possible availability. I don't know. I mean, as you said, I'd have to agree the timing's strange. I would say that probably some sort of reason. I don't know what it is yet, but, you know, watch this space to see exactly
Do you know, Kieran, what I think, I don't think it's too far away from the truth, is he's got 2 years left of his contract at the end of the season. That's the time. A sellable time for the club. They can't allow it to go for another year because the price you get for him is extremely low, as you know, with 12 months left of the contract.
It's too dramatic a change,
isn't it? Yes, well, there's no chance in that. That's why you need these contracts, obviously, to buy time and give yourself the insurance policy. But Ozzy again's right, you know, probably to buy time. You know, he gets to the summer, 2 years. Everton know if he's not going to sign, they just have to sell him to get you like 60, 70, whatever it is, to get the right money. Because at the end of the day, he's going to go, unfortunately.
Yeah, do not think it'd change. I, personally, I don't play a high standard of football, but if one of the lads came to me and said, I'm thinking about leaving, the dynamic of the group, then do you not feel like, well, hang on a minute, why, we've still got 10, 11 games to go here. Does this mean that he's still going to play, obviously, well, not unfortunately, he's still going to play because he still wants to, he said personally, he wants to finish above Harry Kane at the top of the Golden Boot and getting the Golden Boot for the Premier League. But I don't know. Does it be interesting to see what Leon says? Or does it change the dynamic when someone comes in and says, "I'm thinking about leaving, boys"? And what do you think? I don't know what Ross Barkley would be thinking, because there's been a few sounds that, you know, he's in line for a new deal. Is he going to sign it? With his form, I think he's been outstanding as well. I think he stepped up to the plate, fair play to him. You know, people criticising him, and possibly justly, because everyone, as it's been said many a time, everyone expects so much of him, and he's a local lad and everyone wants the best for him. And I think the crowds are pretty quick to jump on his back, but credit where credit's due, is Ross, he's really stepped up. But in terms of Lukaku, and does Ross think, well, if he's off, am I going to stick around?
Is the whole dressing room affected, Leon?
I'm glad we've simplified that. I've been writing about three. I was thinking, which one of these is a question? I've written down four different questions here.
Is there a dynamic shift in the thinking of the dressing room?
Is there? Because they've all been so positive recently, haven't they?
Well, what I'd say is, I think you try to make it not be the case. You know, you do say, well, you know, that won't affect us and it, you know, won't change things. But, you know, if suddenly Rom starts to miss a chance or, you know, he weren't running around enough, you do then start saying, well, he doesn't care. He doesn't care because he's leaving. And then you do start to maybe get your back up a little bit, and then there becomes a little bit of tension. And as much as you don't want it to, it can change things within the dressing room. The only thing positive wise I'd say is, as you just mentioned, he does have a real desire to get that golden boot. Mm. So that's going to keep inspiring him to keep getting in these positions and keep scoring goals. And I think that's going to work in the teammates' favour. But, you know, somehow you've got to keep him fan because things do change whether you want them to or not.
Kieran, great points. Thank you very much indeed. No, thanks for your company.
Thank you.
If you want to get involved in the Radio City Legends, new callers, always welcome. 0151 4720967. 4720967. Give Kev a ring. He's looking after the calls this evening. It's the Radio City Legends with John Aldridge and Leon Osmond.
This is the home of red and blue banter and debate. Call now. 0151 472 0967. It's the Legends. On Radio City and Radio City Talk.
It's the Radio City Legends with John Aldridge and a little bit of a weary Leon Osman. Not because of the Lukaku story, but because he spent the day at Cheltenham, John. And then he came in and sort of tried to make us feel sorry for him. He said, oh,
we've all been in that situation.
I'm a little bit hungover.
I really feel sorry.
Delicate,
no,
I said, delicate.
You don't feel it. How was Cheltenham? Was it all right?
It was a fantastic day, yeah. Oh, what a racetrack that is. The sun was shining, unlike today. Fantastic day. It was pathetic when picking horses, I've got to be honest.
Good racing, wasn't it?
It was a really good day of racing. Yeah.
You weren't the chap really who put half a million on, were you, on that one race?
No, I was stood near him.
Did you hear about that? He lost his half a million.
Seriously?
He bet it on one one race. Some people do it. What was your biggest bet, Ozzy?
price, 50 quid. 50 quid,
that's
my 50, bet.
That's all right, isn't it?
50 quid,
yeah,
my bet.
Absolutely, yeah.
You're never going to
beat the bookie, are you? Come on.
No. With Aintree coming up, it's great, isn't it?
I can't wait for Aintree, yeah.
Absolutely brilliant, absolutely brilliant. Right, if you're driving past the tower tonight, you might notice a lot of the windows are blanked out, and that is because of the tower's going to turn green for St Paddy's Day tomorrow.
Oh, very nice.
You'd be raising a little bit of a glass of Guinness, John?
Very nice. Yeah, I'm debating on one or two things.
With your Irish
tomorrow.
Roots, of course.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, right.
Hey, by the way, I'm very proud of having to play for Ireland, mate. And so one of the best decision ever made, Steve.
Yeah.
It really was, yeah. But yeah, to answer your question, mate, I'll be having a few pints with my mates tomorrow, a few Guinnesses. Yeah, absolutely.
You should be
around the Walton area.
Yeah. I think Ozzy's still...
If anyone wants to join you.
Yeah, doing the conga. Ozzy's still going to have his hangover tomorrow, I think. By the
I'll be all right by tomorrow, John, don't worry.
Hair of the dog. Right, before we get to our next caller, which is Gary, just some shouts about some of the call-ups that have been handed today. Ross Barkley gets an England call-up, deserved?
Yeah, I think so, yes. Yeah. His form's been really good of late, yeah. Mm.
Ben Woodburn. He's handed a call-up for Wales for the very first time for the senior squad. He's played for the youth quite a bit.
Yeah.
They've got a game against Ireland a week on Friday.
Republic of Ireland, that is, yes.
The Republic,
not
yeah.
The North, yes.
I don't think England were ever going to sort of snaffle him, were they?
There was talk about it, wasn't it? But no, Chris Coleman's spot on. You know, the lads played youth level for Wales. And, you know, just tie him down, absolutely tie him down because... I don't know. He's very, very promising. But tie him down as soon as possible, just in case, yeah.
Yeah, I think anyone would do. Here's some of the under-21s and the under-19s. So for the under-21s, Brendan Galloway, Joe Gomez, fantastic, and quite a few in the under-19s.
Yeah. That's great for Gomez, Steve, you have to say, because
he's
out for a year, you know, so good. That's great news for the young lad, yeah.
Under-19s, John Joe Kenny, Dominic Calvert-Lewin, Adamola Luckman. He's in the under-19s. Yeah. Under-19s. Callum Connolly. He seems like he should be... further advanced than that, doesn't he?
Who? Luckman?
Yeah.
Yeah. But he's still an under-19 go get some experience, go play for your country, go represent your country, yeah.
Absolutely. Trent Alexander-Arnold as well in the under-19s, same situation.
He was fantastic, good night against Chelsea under-23s. What a game he had. I've seen it, I was watching on LFC TV, they'd played the Prem part. Different class, that lad's... He's definitely one for the future, big time for Liverpool.
He's the heir apparent to the right back position, and Rhian Brewster as well, the final one of the call-ups.
Yeah, another young kid. Yeah, you know, we got a few Everton as well. Everton's academy is excellent, as we know. You know,
Tom Davis get a call up for anyone?
Do you know what? I didn't see his name. I didn't see his name on that list. I'll double check in a moment
Tom?
Or two.
18, I think.
Was that all he is as well? Yeah. Surely he must have got. Yeah, he must have.
Right. Called. I think Kev, our producer, is saying he thinks he's in the under 23s, yeah, so some sort of youth squad there. Right, let's go back to the phone lines on the Radio City Legends with 888 Sport. Gary in Bootle. Hello, Gary.
Hi, okay.
Sorry to keep you waiting. What do you want to talk about, pal?
Oh, no worries. Not about the car, generally, but before I do, a couple of. I'm from Bootle, and I'm one of only a few people on Twitter not to have been blocked by Aldo.
there you go. You've got some blue friends, John.
I have got loads, yeah. there's a few nasty. There's nasty people out there everywhere, whatever you're red, blue, pink,
yeah,
yellow, or whatever, mate.
Aldo, yeah.
That's it, God.
I'm more interested in transfer news. I've got my father-in-law based up in Oldham, and he claims that Leon Osmond's going to be signing for Oldham. Is that true, Ozzy?
That's the first I've heard of it is. I don't know where they've been scouting me lately because I've not been performing many places away from the golf course.
Well, if he was scouting you on the basis of Tony Bellew's little clip the other week when you were training, they're not going to be signing you on the back of that, are they?
No chance, no chance. I pulled me back that day, I think.
What was that? Did you have a few drinks, had you?
Not everything I do is about drinks, you know. Oh, we did the...
You're taking the pressure off me.
In the build-up to his fight, we did some training together. And the Sky cameras came and videoed it. So they saw us going through our paces and I was, you know, doing some punching techniques, which I'm hopeless at. And then they're doing some lifting weights. And then we went to lift this big squat bench, you know, where you deadlift, you're picking it up and my back went.
Oh.
I'm going, oh, it's too heavy. Just dropped it and just walked off.
And Tony lifts it up with a finger, does he?
Yeah, Tony like threw it up and caught it.
Gary, what's your thoughts on Romelu Lukaku and the response that Ronald Koeman gave today?
My biggest concern, actually, is whether if Lukaku does leave, and I think it's a big if, is that Koeman might go. You could see him, couldn't you? Just as soon as if Lukaku leaves, bombing down the motorway, doing no more than 70, all the way to Barca. I 100% can see it happening. That's my concern. If he leaves, then Koeman will follow. That's my concern. And then secondly, if both of them leave, or even if one of them leaves, I'd be replacing them.
Gary, you're very pessimistic, mate, aren't you? Don't worry about the manager. You know, I think, obviously, Lukaku, you know, Ozzy, I'll answer your point in a minute, but nah, I think, you know, obviously with Koeman as well being in the spotlight, you know, with teams, you know, bantering the name about, there's no reason why he should go, mate, but not because of Lukaku, anyway.
I think the only reason...
So, if you sell Lukaku for even 50, 60 million quid, I can think of one striker that will score that many goals that we'll be able to get in.
No, but with regards to Koeman, the only reason I could see Koeman leaving over the situation is if he was adamant he wasn't going and the club and the board sold him without him knowing and there was a real dispute. Other than that, I don't think Koeman would leave over that situation because if it comes to the point where the club look like we're going to lose him, I think Koeman will just say, get the best price for me because I'm, you know, I'll go and reinvest the money. You know, I don't think we'll lose him unless the club go against his wishes.
I tell you what, let's just have a listen to Ronald today. This was his response, and I thought he dealt with this brilliantly.
Of course, I'm not happy about that that interview because first, if Everton FC is not a club with a lot of ambition, I wasn't the manager in Everton, and the second is. And I spoke with Rom this morning, and I know it's difficult, but if you are a player, prepare yourself to play good, to score goals, and we know he's one of the best.
He's trying to be delicate. Would he sanction Romelu Lukaku for doing that interview? Will there be any sort of punishment for having done that interview?
It depends on the actual contract, but you know, no?
Are you allowed, Ozzy? Can you simply just go out and do an interview on anything as a Premier League player?
I'm not sure about contracts these days, but I'd be very surprised if if there was any punishment.
Well, players would be getting sanctioned every week if they get sustained, don't they?
Yeah, that's true.
That's not a bad thing. I mean, Koeman's interview's interesting. It's another example of the sustained job that he's doing. It's interesting, and if you have to go back to Lukaku's interview as well, you have to read into it a bit more. What he says is he gives the example of City and says, well, I don't think there's a certainty that he'll go. Well, you give the example of when City came into it, money and said, well, they went out and spent money big. Now, we've only really had one transfer window since, which is January, which we didn't really do anything much. We got Luckman and Schneidlin, but I think he was suggesting that maybe he needed a striker because the alternative, we haven't really got an alternative. We've got Kone, who's, with respect, not good enough, despite the fact that bizarrely a few of my mates think that he's still a half-decent player. So it may well be that come the summer, if Everton, before anyone comes in for Lukaku, or even if someone does come in for Lukaku, Everton splash a bit of cash, what to say he won't stay?
Right.
No, I mean, again, he's come out and said that. I said, I'm hoping that he said it to sort of give the club a kick, you know, so to speak, of come on, let's get these players. Because I think what's riled him, it's a line in his interview that hasn't really been picked up on, when he says, I know players that we could have signed that we didn't, that are playing in the Premier League and they're good players. We could have signed them and we haven't gone and got them. He says something along them lines. And, you know, I think...
Do you reckon he's referring to there, or do you? I had a debate with the mates on WhatsApp and I read the interview, and one of them said, well, Gabby Adini and then the Pie and others, but those two, I mean, for me, they're not...
Well, those are the only two striker names linked, aren't they? The defender that was linked in the summer was, they were going to pay 60 million. Who was it? From Napoli. Koulibaly.
Right.
Yeah. So apparently they thought he was worth £60 million. I think Fahad Mashiri came out and said that. So there's been a few targets there that are maybe gone. But they're not names. They're not world-class names, are they, Ozzy?
They're not recognisable ones. You know, I'm not sure you'd know who they were without looking them up. You know, I think we want to be, I think to make the next level, what Ron's talking about, I think you have to sign players where everyone goes, oh, I know him. Oh, what a great target that is. And what a great statement that is. Not, oh, we found a corker in the middle of some country nowhere and we don't know his name, but I tell you, he's going to be good. You know, you need to make the statement of the big marquee player.
Isn't that what Steve Walsh is all about? That's the bizarre thing. Isn't Steve Walsh brought in to find hidden gems, opposed to going out and splashing 50,
yeah,
50 million quid in players?
Yeah, but he's only, in all respect to himself, he's only been in the job, what, six months? Not even that. One actual transfer window, and we signed Luckman for a big signing fee for an 18-year-old, and we paid a lot of money for Schneidlin. So we've actually gone and done stuff. He got sorted, just a gate to come in, who everyone will agree is another find. Mm-hmm. So, you know, his record so far seems to have been good. It's just that, you know, we're only one and a half transfer windows into his tenure. So I just think we've got to give people time. Lukaku's not the type of player who's patient. He'll want everything now. He's a striker. He wants to score goals. He wants to be winning things. But a club can't change overnight like that. It takes two or three, four transfer windows to get to these places. And so far, I feel the club have done most things right. So, you know, it's going to be a case of bear with us.
Gary, really good points. We've got to go there. Yeah. Thank you very much indeed, pal. Right, 4720967, 4720967. We will talk about Liverpool in a moment. We'll look ahead.
I'm doing all right.
We'll look ahead to the Man City game, are you? Genning up on your Everton knowledge with Ozzy.
It's interesting. I mean, yeah, to be fair, keep him coming.
Okay, we'll do it. We'll do it. We'll do a little round of look who's scoring in a moment or two. It's the Radio City Legends with John Aldridge and Leon Osman, and of course 888 Sport. You can find out plenty more about 888 Sport via our website, radiocity.co.uk. Please gamble responsibly. Stay right there.
The Legends with 888 Sport. Whatever your sport, take them on. Bet now. Gamble responsibly. Call now. 0151 472 0967. It's The Legends. Radio City and Radio City Talk.
John Aldridge, Leon Osman. Quite a few of you have texted in and tweeted in and said Tom Davies is in the under-19s. So the under-19s. So he's very much deserving, isn't he, at the moment?
Absolutely, yeah. He's done great. And I think probably the surprise is he's in, say, the 21s at the moment because he's, you know, he has been doing really well.
That's a bonus. You know, when you're trying to build a squad, when you're a young lad coming through with the energy and his desire that he wants and he's Everton heart, that's a massive bonus for anyone. Let me talk about Trent Alexander and some lads coming through. But it's fantastic for Everton because, you know, it's another proper squad member that they've got, you know, and youth as well.
And he's already properly proved it at the very top level, hasn't he? Which is amazing. Yeah. So well done to all those we've mentioned. Quite a few we mentioned, really, from Everton and Liverpool in the national squads. And, of course, that international break after this weekend. Right, we'll talk about Liverpool in a moment or two. Let's do Look Who's Scoring for a Thursday night. And I think Aldo is... you're a point in front, aren't you, of Sharpie?
I
think you're a point in front of Sharpie because you got one the other day, which was... Yeah. I think it was Yossi Benayoun.
2 points of one.
Right. OK, rules are dead simple. Ozzy's not played this before. Five clues. Guess the name of
could
the
it be anybody?
Absolutely it could be anyone, anybody. But it's a fairly well-known player most of the time. Okay. Doesn't have to be currently playing. In fact, you'll find out from the clues. Here you go. First clue for 5 points. This player was born in 1967. His middle name is Desire. And he has 17 international caps. Just 17, is that right? 17 international caps. So this player born in 1967, his middle name is Desire. It really is Desire. And he's got 17 international caps. Had a fallout with his international manager, which meant he didn't play.
Is that another clue?
No, okay, no guesses. Right, 4 points. He's 6'1". He's played on Merseyside. And he married a very well-known model in 1991.
91. Wow.
Played on Merseyside. Come on, if his middle name is Desire, is he English? What do you reckon?
Cisse.
That was pathetic, Steve.
Yeah, that was awful, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was, that guess was. Right, 3 points. His football career has seen him play in two capital cities, and he also played in the second capital here in England as well. No? None of these are taking you any closer. The next clue will.
The second capital, is it Birmingham still?
According to our producer, Kev, yeah.
That's, I just need to know that we're playing Birmingham.
It should be Liverpool. Right, 2 points.
Right.
Who? Go on.
Peter Beardsley.
This is getting farcical.
Right, for 2 points.
Peter Desire Beardsley.
I don't think Peter would have married the model. With all due respect, Pete.
John, that's one of your best ones. For 2 points, he's played for Newcastle.
There you go.
Hang on. All right. Get the clues. He's played for Newcastle. He's played for Spurs. And he's also played for Villa. And he's been a player of the year in both France and England.
David Ginola.
As well.
Good shot. Well done, mate.
Oh, John.
Nah, no chance.
Pipped by the new boy.
I couldn't get that.
Birmingham. He played in Birmingham.
Yeah, he played for Villa, didn't he?
Oh, of course he did. Yeah, for long, yeah.
Married a model. And his middle name is Desire. That's one of the best guesses ever, isn't it? I think I might choke.
Well, that was his manager. That's what I was going on, not the model part.
Oh, great stuff. Right, 11 minutes past 7.
Put Sharpie back in front by a point.
I think it has. That was only a two-pointer. But you won, Ozzy. Don't worry. Next time you're back in, we'll make it a bit harder. Let's get back to the phone lines. Next up on the Radio City Legends. We're talking Liverpool. They're playing Man City at the weekend. We've got Dave on the line. Hello, Dave.
Hello, boys. You all right?
Hello, Dave.
Okay, Dave.
John, I think Peter Beardsley might forgive you for that one. Even though it was a classic one of your
best. He's not soft. He knows the score, Peter.
Romelu Lukaku.
You said you were at Red.
I am, but I think Everton should sell him.
Yeah, okay.
To us. John, we need him. After the weekend, oh my word, I sat there 94 minutes of purgatory. I went for a glass of Coca-Cola. Even that was flat.
Yeah, no. You know, David, it was, but I think you got to look on the bright side. You know, other days this season, if we'd have played like that, we wouldn't have got nothing out of the game. It's the first time. And I was quite pleased, you know, the fact that I was waiting for something like that to happen all season where we don't play well. he grinded out. Didn't deserve the win. Probably a draw was a reflection of the game. But we got it. And he's seen that was a bit nervy at the end, we have to say, you know, on one or two occasions where we defend them. But, you know, I was happy with it because you can't always just play well and win, you know, Dave.
No, I mean, Clipperty was right, wasn't he, when he said it was an ugly game. You know, it was an ugly game, but we did deserve a little bit of luck. But until Emre Can scored, I was baying for him to go off. I thought the mistakes he made were absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, well, there's another one who's, you know, not signed his contract, funny enough.
Well,
that's the team tonight, and he's only got a year left at the end of the season.
I mean, but, you do hear fellas talking about Klopp. You know, it's Klopp's fault. It's not Klopp's fault. He tells them to go out. He tells them how to play. You know, it's not like Sabutio. He can't move them here. He can't move them there. Once they're out on that field, John, as you know, it's up to them how they play.
Yeah, but yeah, absolutely. You know, and sometimes it happens where you don't have too many players playing well, and it affects the whole of the team, and you think, oh, and you just got to play nitty gritty and hope you get one or two things going for you, which we did, and just walk away, get the 3 points, go and have a few bevvies, have a good sleep, and look forward to next day's training, and that's the way it is.
Good sleep, Johnny. I had nightmares on Sunday night.
Oh, no, I had a good sleep, yeah.
Sometimes, though, it's about winning the game, and, you know, Liverpool are desperate to get back and win and wanes, get themselves back, you know, being able to beat these teams, and it was an important win, and sometimes it's not always going to be pretty for fans. Sometimes you're there to, you know, to help just win the game, and you know, we'll bring back the good football next week. Just let's get the points. And I just think that was one of them games for Liverpool.
It's almost like Klopp's made a rod for his own back, isn't it? Because Klopp has produced such good football earlier in the season.
Yeah.
That when they do win in this manner, you sort of go.
But it's impossible to go a season, you know.
When you're out.
It's a sign of a good team, just, Dave, when you can win ugly, not just on one occasion, on many occasions. Go on, Dave.
But when you're out, John, why don't you speak to people when they speak to you?
Well, what's that, Dave?
I spoke to you the other week when you were at Runcorn Station. You know, when the trains were off.
Oh yeah.
And I don't think you heard me really. I'll give you
Dave,
that.
I'm deaf in my right ear. You know,
if I'd have mentioned Waikiki Beach, maybe you'd have said, "Oh, I remember you."
Maybe he was angry about the trains. Who knows? But they cancelled or something, John.
No, Dave, I'm not like that, mate. No, not at all.
I love that.
Dave, thanks for your call. See you, mate.
Right, boys.
There you go. Don't approach Aldo at the train station. I might just give you the blank ear.
No, if you want to, if anyone wants to say anything, I've got my left ear, please, because my right ear is knackered.
You've gone a bit Mutton Jeff, have
no,
you?
Proper, yeah, proper nearly gone now, yeah. What do you say, Steve?
Hey, right, Man City on Sunday, 4:30 kickoff. They scored 6 goals over 2 legs in the Champions League, and they still don't go through.
I watched the game last night. Well,
they've got severe defensive issues, haven't they?
No, but they've had without the Monaco games, I think they've had 5 clean sheets on the bounce in the Premier League and the FA Cup, whatever it be, which, you know, may be a sign of where the manager wants to go. But it's all about us. I watched the game last night. I thought Monaco first half. Did you watch the game?
I was at Cheltenham, John.
Oh, no, you didn't see it, mate.
Flat out?
Hey, they were flat out Monaco. They were big, strong, physical, fast. They were right at it first half. Not many teams would live with them first half. I thought they were brilliant. Second half, I think they run out of steam a bit. And City, second half, I thought they played really well, City. Got themselves back into it, only to throw it away. But, you know, you've got De Gea, you've got Silva, you've got Aguero, you've got the new lad, the winger, the young lad. I'll come to me in a minute. Jesus is out.
But he's injured.
But Sane.
Sane, yeah.
I was thinking of Mane.
He's a talent, isn't he?
Sane. Them four, when they click, you know, they're difficult. The only good thing, you know, they've been struggling at home, to be fair, most of the season. Away from home, they've probably been showing their better form. And last year we went and we won so well, so convincing last year. That's not going to happen again. But certainly, you know, we've just got to go and, you know, play the same way.
Does it surprise you, though? I mean, I've only read up on the game that, you know, they're going away to Monaco with a 2-goal lead, and yet they still played so many attacking players. And okay, they realised that we might not keep a clean sheet, but surely you try and block up the middle
You'd
of the midfield. And I think De Bruyne and Silva and Yaya Toure, was it?
Yaya's on the bench.
But you know what happened the first half?
On Fernandinho. Only Fernandinho's playing in the middle of the park. Usually
only one.
You'd put, you know, your 2 or your 3 players in the middle of the park, deny them room, physical players, especially with them being so physical. And yet he goes there and plays and plays all these open players and just leaves things.
It was like the Red Arrows were. They were going at him all over the place. And you're right, there's only, you know, Fernandinho in the middle who could try, because there was no solidity in the middle of the field, and they were chasing shadows all. And it was, and people say, like, Guardiola's a genius. You're yet to see it in the Premier League, you know. And we know he's a great coach. He's got great different methods. But last night, he's right, and a lot of people say he got it totally wrong in that first half. You know, you thought 2-0 up, just like, let's try and hit him on the break, you know, get 4-5-1, you know, get the two wingers to join in when you can, but the three midfield, you know, stick at it, don't let them score early. And he didn't, and he scored early, and they were chasing the game.
Let's hope they're vulnerable again on Sunday. 4:30 the kickoff as Liverpool travel over there to the Etihad. Back to the phone lines, it's the Radio City Legends with 888 Sport, and Tony's next up. Hello, Tony.
All right, lads.
Hello,
sorry. All right, Josh. Okay. Do you know what, mate? I think Curley will get it right. I think Everton will end up in the Champions League the way he's going on. Well, he's bought Snyder, and I've always been brought up to, no matter how the game's going, you just watch one certain, watch that player. And I've done that with Snyder, and he's a class player. He's bringing players in slowly. And, you know, it's not up to speed what Romelu wants. I think Koeman will get it right. I think Everton will end up in the Champions League. And I think he'll end up with egg on his face.
Yeah, well, I hope so. You know, all the signs are showing good progress. As you said, Ronald Koeman's come in. He's now got himself established and he's making good signings. All, you know, he's got Steve Walsh helping him out, bringing in these players. But as I said before, it's just going to take time, and it's going to take two or three transfer windows to keep improving the standard of player you're bringing in, and then suddenly you're on the cusp of the top four, and then suddenly you're bringing in even better players, and who knows that, you know, the ambition has got to be even better than that. But as I'm saying, Lukaku's come out and made that statement, like, He wants it all to happen right now, and it's just unrealistic.
It's just his time, and I'll be really.
Are you saying if everything goes perfectly in 3-4 years, is that what you're looking at for Everton to be in the Champions League, or sooner than that?
Well, you know, you hope so.
A year and a half, two seasons.
What do you think, Ozzy?
Yeah, you hope so. You know, the top six, if you look at them now, as I've said, are breaking away. Everton, we've got to match them. We've got to keep up with them. We're better than the rest at the moment. We're better than the bottom half of the, you know, after eight down. We're obviously clear of them. But it's about making sure that with this investment, with a possible new stadium, with all the things that are moving forward, that we keep progressing, but we keep bringing in better players. And that's got to be the ambition, to compete with the top six.
And the other way of looking at it as well, at the moment, there's only Romelu scoring. You know, if Romelu went, we could get probably two players in that can share the goals out. Remember, not too long ago, we had a player come, he scored 30 goals. We won nothing. He went at the end of that season. The following season, we win the league. And we all know who we're talking about, Mr. Lineker.
Gary Lineker. Did you have sort of a point you wanted to make then, John?
Well, I think for all Evertonians who's listening, you know, we've been in a situation, Liverpool, you know, when this has happened, you know, FT, some people were devastated after how he'd done so well for us. Suarez, you know, it was so hard to do. And Sterling, you know, what you should say, get as much money as you can for him, just say, there's the door, shut it on your way out.
But you didn't say that to Suarez. I mean, all three agitated for a move.
Yeah, but then they, you know, Suarez wants it. You get the right money. There's nothing you can do. Suarez loved him. I still do. But at the end of the day, no one's bigger than the club. You have to move on and utilise the money to the best of your ability. Now, what I was saying is, if it was an Evertonian, I would say, well, right, OK, if he goes, you get whatever money, 60, 70 million. That's not to say that. If he stayed, how much is Everton going to spend in the summer? 50, 60, 70 million, whatever it be, you want that as well. The fans want that as well. So the board should realise that. Like, sometimes if a player goes, they'll spend the 50, 60 million that he's got, and they'll try and forget about the rest. yeah, we've done well, you know, we've done that. But if he stays, no, you know where I'm coming from.
No, yeah, it's happened. The rest has got to come. Evertonians will tell you.
Absolutely,
you know. It's happened in the past.
You're not going to say, where's the Arteta money, are you?
Of course it has, you know. It's happened, yeah. Of course it has, you know. The owners are real serious, you know what I mean, and Everton, you know, hopefully they'll get the OK soon on the ground and they're going to move forward, make our city great as well. But I tell you what, at the end of the day, it's not, if whatever money goes, there should be money on top of this.
I hope he stays. I really do. Mm. But, you know, to show the signs, the right signs to people coming to the club that we want to keep our best players and progress. But as Aldo says, if there comes a point where it's not going to happen, you've just got to let him go and get as much money as you can. I mean, you've seen what Ronald Koeman's come out and said something about Ross Barkley's contract at the minute, that we're going to put a contract out there, and if he signs it, great. If he doesn't, we'll sell him.
It's been tough, hasn't it?
Very simple.
His quote was, he needs to sign a new contract or you sell the player. That's what he said today.
Very simple. No player's bigger than the club. Right. We'll get as much money for him as we can, or we'll use him and we'll sign him. And that's refreshing to hear these days, you know, that he's coming out and he's saying, as good a player as you are, Ross, you sign your contract or we get loads of money for you. And Rom's a little bit bigger than that and probably a little bit more focal to Everton, but ultimately there's got to come a point where the decisions are made on him as well and the same statements made.
Oh, Tony, are you going to the game at the weekend?
Oh, are you?
Yeah, will you be cheering Romelu?
Well, you know, you can't help not but cheer him because, you know, he does score good goals for Everton.
Yeah.
It's probably, his head's being turned. You know, he wants success like we all want success.
Nice one, Tony.
The only thing I would say...
go on quick, 5 seconds.
A little lad presented a golden boot to him at the end of last week's game in the club, and he...
Hurry up, go on.
I just want to say to that little lad, well done, mate.
Excellent stuff. Thanks very much, Tony. Only 15 seconds left on the show. Sorry about that.
And Koeman's fair experience with having to get rid of players and move on as well. What he had to do with Southampton, let's not forget about that.
Ozzy, you managed it.
Just about. I've had Sharpie on speed dial for the last 10 minutes.
Ozzy Nolan, thank you. Legends back on Monday.
The Legends with 888 Sport. Whatever your sport, take them on. Bet now. Gamble responsibly.